Amen. That's motivating, isn't it? I want to thank all of you guys who have served in our military. Thank you so much. Thank you for your family members who served. Amen. So praise the Lord. There's a lot going on in our country right now, but I still think God has his hand on our country. He's not finished with America, and we're going to hold on, right? Amen. So thank you, guys. We're going to be in Psalms 28. Psalms 28, if you have your Bibles. Psalms 28, verse 7. Let's read God's word and then we'll pray. Psalms 28, verse 7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song, I praise him." Everybody said amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord. As Angela prayed, thank you that we live in America. But we don't ever want to take that for granted. We thank you for what you're doing in our country. We know and believe and trust that you are in control of everything, from every leader all the way down to the bottom. For the best way we know how, we give you all of our worries and troubles and fears, and we lay them at the foot of the cross. We ask for your mercy and your grace and your leadership, or continue to bless and anoint this land we call America. We pray for all of our missionaries around the country. Thank you for the holiday seasons. We pray for our military, wherever they may be. We lift them up in Jesus' name. Lord, help me this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So Psalms 28:7. I'm going to read you a story, so hang with me. It is Veterans Day next week. As Heath said, thank you for doing that. He did a great job. So let me read you a story. Captain Russell Ripito was serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom in March of 2003. Previously, while serving in Afghanistan, Ripito saw many men die, which brought a renewal to his Christian faith and a new passion for the Bible. On the chain around his neck, he wore a shield of strength. What this is a little small 1 to 2 inch emblem displaying the American flag and the words from Joshua 1:9 on the other side. Now, if you remember last week, we talked about that scripture briefly. But I'll read it to you again, where God's telling Joshua, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Let me continue the story. On April the 3rd, 2003, Ripito's company was manning a nighttime checkpoint when a vehicle approached. Suddenly, a woman jumped out of that vehicle and cried out, "I'm hungry. I need food and water for my children." Captain Ripito, thinking he was protecting his men, gave orders for them to hold back as he and a couple guys moved forward to try to see how they could help this woman. And when she hesitated, the driver of that car detonated a car bomb that killed Captain Ripito, Sergeant Nino Laverdius, and Specialist Ryan Long, and wounded several others that was nearby. Now, Ripito believed the ancient words of Joshua 1:9, that the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Captain Ripeteau, who died trying to help someone, was the first casualty of the Iraq War to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. My friends, freedom has a high price tag. Today is Veterans Day, and we want to honor all those who have served our country. We want to honor all those who have fought for our country and died for our country. And we want to honor all those who are still fighting for our country. It reminds me of the old patriotic song, "My Country, 'Tis of Thee, Sweet Land of Liberty, of Thee I Sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring." I think that sometimes, in America, we take our freedom for granted. 244 years have gone by, and men and women, young and old, have died for our freedom, so that we can meet here this morning just like this. So far, in America, we can still come together and praise the Lord and worship Him and have Bible study and children's church. Let's never take that for granted. Amen? Please remember our country in your prayers. Remember our military guys. Apostle Paul had a run-in with this freedom. In the book of Acts, it talks about it, and we'll talk about it in a minute. You see, he was locked up, and he was about to be beaten. Anybody remember that story? And by law, a Roman citizen that's not been proven guilty of some kind of crime, they could not be chained or beaten or killed. This is the same for us as children of God, as Christians, believers in Christ. This is really the same kind of freedom. You see, we, if you're accepted and a child of God, we cannot be proven guilty of sin because we are represented by Jesus Christ and we are found innocent of all charges because of the blood that flowed down that old rugged cross. Now, the laws in America say that a person is innocent until proven guilty. Well, God's law says that we're born guilty. We were born sinners and found guilty and sentenced to death under God's law. But however, everybody say however. However, praise the Lord, the highest court of appeals in the entire universe, with God as judge and jury, will find a blood-bought believer not guilty. Free to go. Really think about this. Now I know sometimes we don't feel free. Maybe. Sometimes we feel like we are held captive still. And most of the time I know that comes from the hurts from our past. You may feel trapped. Maybe the worries of the present age of what's going on. Maybe those worries we might feel trapped. Maybe some people feel trapped or captive in the fears of the future. Sometimes it's easy to get to that place. But I want to tell you this morning, my friends, this morning I'm here to remind you of this right here, that there is no battle, there is no conflict, there is no war that can't be won with the Lord Jesus Christ on our side. Not one. He said He'd never leave us and never forsake us. He said that, right? Who could be against us if He is for us? That we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Now in Acts 22, Paul was about to be beaten. So let's read those scriptures real quick. Acts 22, 25 through 28. He says, when they tried and they tied Paul down to lash him, Paul said to the officer standing there, is it legal for you to whip a Roman soldier who hasn't seen, even been tried or convicted? Verse 26 says, when the officer heard this, he went to the commander and asked, what are we doing? This man is a Roman citizen. So the commander went over and asked Paul, tell me, are you a Roman citizen? Yes, I certainly am, said Paul. And the commander kind of complained a little bit and said, I am too, but it cost me a lot. So Paul answered, but I am a citizen by birth. Amen. Paul was defending his right as a Roman citizen. That captain was also a slave at one time, but he had saved up his money and bought his citizenship. Paul said, no, I was born a free man. You see, guys, eternal life, salvation, can't be bought. It can't be earned by us. It can only be obtained through accepting Jesus as our personal Savior. You need to place 100% of your faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. That means that when we accept Him as our Savior, our old self dies along with all that sin from the past, present, and the future. We cannot and will not be condemned for our sin when we get to heaven. You see, we were given a death sentence at birth, but Jesus died in our place. It's called propitiation. He took our place. He died for us. He's died that whosoever believeth Him should not perish but have everlasting life. We're innocent, never to be proven guilty. We have been set free from sin and death. And we thank God this morning. We thank God for our spiritual freedom. We thank God for our country. We thank God for our veterans. We thank God for the young men and women who are still over there fighting for our country. I just can't imagine the things that they may be going through right now today. Difficult hardships. Living on the side of a mountain in the desert. It's cold at night. It's hot during the day. We got Green Beret soldiers all over the world that we don't even know about. In the craziest places you could imagine. Let's continue to pray for them. I'll end this with, let's listen to one of God's greatest warriors. God's mighty man. Who raised up mighty men, King David. So let's listen to this. Psalms 91, 1 through 11. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. You see, King David said it time and time again, that in the Lord God Almighty I put my trust. Because I encourage you to go back to Psalms 91 and just read it and look at those scriptures and see that that really applies to us today. With what's going on in the political world, what's going on in America, this applies to us today. Pray these scriptures over yourself and over your family and believe them, because it is the Word of God. And the Word of God is what? Sharper than a two-edged sword, even dividing bone and marrow, gizzards and guts. That's my translation. Amen. Trust the Lord during this time. Thank God for our veterans. Let's pray. Father, we love You. We thank You. Thank You for Your beautiful service, Lord. Thank You for our worship, our volunteers. Thank You for everything that happens in our church body behind the scenes. Sunday schools, Wednesday nights, and all the activities that we have planned. Father, we give them over to You. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Lord, You said the fields are white for harvest. Lord, we know there's people just a few miles, a few blocks down the road, a few miles down the road that are lost, living in fear and worry and family conflict and rebellious children and spouses. Lord, help us reach them. Lord, even if it's the small seed that we plant with these letters that we're going to mail, Lord, help us reach the folks that are around our church so that we can offer them what we experience here, is friendship and love, helping one another. Lord, if there's someone here this morning who has never accepted Christ, we pray, Lord, that during this song, Lord, that You'll ask them to come down and give their life to the Lord. We love You. We thank You. In Jesus' name, amen.